Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hello and welcome to another instalment of our occasional podcast called I Wish I Hadn't. I'm Dave Hill.
And I'm John Wyatt. As you can tell from our names, David and Jonathan, we were born in the 1950s, so we've had many years to accumulate embarrassing moments which we now feel happy to share.
The dictionary defines regret as a sorrowful remembrance, a sense of loss. But we're not in the business of sorrow and loss here. We're dealing with those things in life that we might wish had been otherwise, but which we're now prepared to own up to.
Well, I was going to start by saying that firstly, this is an episode where we have invited some friends along, as we did once before for the episode for our devoted listeners who heard All at Sea. And we have Lynn, Alan and Mandy here, because John and Dave are on holiday.
On holiday.
Yay! And so some alcohol has been taken, and we thought we'd do a podcast. And we're going to discuss something that all of us have had a lot of.
Sorry.
Not alcohol.
Mandy's having trouble finding her way into the Maltese.
Yeah, you can see we're high-rolling tonight. Alcohol's been taken, but it's Maltese. Yeah. Now, something that we've all had a lot of, because most of us are missing some hair now. All of us are missing some teeth. But what we've got a lot of, had a lot of, is birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Too many, really, at the moment.
Birthdays. Mm. So, I want to know people's first birthday memory. People's worst birthdays. People's best birthdays.
I remember many years ago going to a birthday party at, in Bemmonster Square, there was the little shop on the corner that used to be like the paper shop, and it was Lord's at the time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Deborah Lord. It was Deborah Lord's birthday party because she was at primary school with me.
Was she? Okay.
Yeah. And it was fun. There were lots of jelly and ice cream and all the normal things.
How old were you, about 20?
Yeah. 22. But the worst thing about it was a Saturday afternoon, which was, Saturday afternoon party, and I thought that we were going to be home by 5 o'clock, and we weren't.
Is that important to you?
It was important to me because at 5 o'clock on the television, black and white, was a programme called The Tenderfoot. I remember The Tenderfoot, it was a cowboy, and I loved watching The Tenderfoot, and I was disappointed, and I didn't enjoy the end of the party because it went on past 5 o'clock, and I missed that particular episode of The Tenderfoot. Who, I don't know if you remember, he used to drink sarsaparilla.
I thought
was a whiskey. I thought,
I
always hard drinking cowboy. Turns out it's like a lemonade, apparently.
I was on the Deborah Lord's party, I think.
But the age I was about 9, I suppose. And I wasn't really interested in Deborah Lord until much later on.
Do you remember Deborah Lord?
She was at our wedding.
Was she?
Yeah. She was.
Yeah.
She
turned up.
She wasn't invited, but she was.
She had a habit of doing that.
Shouting, it should have been me.
Yeah.
Were you invited to Deborah Law's party, or did you crash that one?
No, I was invited. Okay. I was a friend.
Yeah.
I think we're in the same class, so yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So what's your first memory of a birthday?
I'm really hard trying to remember.
Did you have parties?
I suspect so. Oh, I do remember one. We had one, it was my birthday's in June, so it's right in the middle of the summer.
That's good.
And we did have one in a field near where we lived. And I think most of my class must have come. And it was really lovely, and we played rounders. It was just my mum and a lot of...
And Deborah Lord.
...girls. No, she wasn't school with me. yes, and that's probably the first one I can remember. Okay. So I must have been quite...
I can remember crying at a party, bobbing for apples, because I didn't win.
You didn't want to ram.
I was about 20 then, actually. I mean, you know, I remember going to other people's parties and then not enjoying them, not for any special reason, not just because it wasn't, you know, much fun, really.
We were talking the other day about the fact that these days they will have to go to party bags for everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't think they did party bags in those days. You just went and you had your jelly, your ice cream, your sandwiches, and fizzy pop.
Yeah.
And then
you took a piece of cake.
You took a piece of cake. Yeah. That was always. That was always quite nice, wasn't it, taking a piece of cake home?
Yeah.
Especially if you got the icing and marzipan. Which
did you always get birthday cakes?
Yes, always had birthday cakes. One of our children's parties, our children, one of our friend's sons, his mum was very hot on, you know, sensible, good food. And as the party was coming to an end, he came up to me and he said, "Auntie Mandy," and I said, "Yes, darling." He said, "If I don't take the cake, can I take some white bread home?"
Poor little thing.
I said, "You can have cake and white bread."
cake sandwich.
Just hide it in your pocket, so your mum doesn't see it.
Yeah.
I don't remember many parties as a kid. I don't think we had sort of lots of birthday parties.
I
remember my
30th
birthday party, which was in
Brighton.
You were
still a kid then.
Yeah.
And what was special about that?
Well, somebody bought me, I don't know, was it a kid bought me that huge inflatable banana?
As you do.
Yeah.
So we had some fun at home sliding down the stairs with that.
With the banana.
But then it just so happened that on the area called the Level in Brighton, they were having what was then deemed, it went round for a few years, Brighton's Urban Free Festival.
All right.
Which, yeah, it was quite good fun. There were, you know, a few local bands playing, and, you know, they were up on a proper stage, etc. A good, reasonable sound system.
It's not the 80s, aren't
it? Yeah, it would have been very early 80s. Anyway, what was quite sweet was we went down to this, and I think it was Joe said, Do you, are there all these people here, your friend's dad, and come to your party? There's probably about 3,000 people there. So how was that? But then during the festival, it was just an afternoon thing, it was great fun. And then Joe came running, Dad, somebody's nicking your banana. And some rather inebriated gentleman was just about to scoot off with my banana, but he gave it back.
Well, after being chased
by you still got your banana?
No, I think it went some
time
ago.
Bananas do that, don't they? Right.
That was quite nice. It was a nice birthday, we had good fun.
What was the worst age, you think, to be?
For parties or just worst age?
Well, birthdays. Just generally for birthday, the worst age to be. I mean, you could say last week, couldn't you, really? But, you know, was there a particularly significant
Lynn and I were talking earlier about how 13's a tough age
for teenage girls.
13?
12, 13, 14 can be a terrible time.
You're finding your place and finding your tribe, and it can be quite hard. What about you?
I don't think so particularly. I didn't like being 50.
Didn't you?
No. I think something about a 5. Don't like the number 5.
Okay.
Never mind being 40. Haven't really minded any other age. 50 just seemed kind of, I don't know.
It tips over into something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think the zero birthdays, you tend to worry about them a bit, and then they come along sometimes, and you think, well, don't particularly feel any different than I did at something 9, you know.
You
should
get over them.
Yeah, I suppose you're just aware that you're having more of them then, aren't you, really? Yeah. That they're ticking over. And
So if you could go back to any age, what age would you go back to?
I think
28.
would you?
Mm-hmm. Funny, I'd say 28 too.
Yeah, mm. If somebody says to me, how old are you? I'd want to say 28 first of all. Mm. I have no idea why.
Really?
Yeah, it's no exactly idea the why. Same age that
I must have been quite happy then, I think.
Yeah. Mm.
Because it's a,
I don't think I particularly remember 28 as being, it's just a kind of mental age.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
You're coming, you feel old enough to be reasonably mature, but still in your 20s.
Yeah.
You know, you're not over 30 yet, sort of thing.
Yeah, I suppose that's
a bit of a,
oh
God, I'm 30 now. First of all. Yeah, no, it's...
I did like my 30s. I think 30s are...
I didn't particularly enjoy being sort of, I suppose, sort of 15 to 17-ish. I always thought it was a bit of a sort of an in-between time, and you were aware that examinations were coming up and you had to make choices and all that sort of business.
So.
Yeah. But all of a sudden you were having to grow up a little bit and be that little bit more mature than you were when you were 12, 13, 14, you know.
It was just
football and cricket and music, and it didn't really matter then, you know. And then all of a sudden it was like, you've got to be serious about things, and all I did then was think about football and cricket and music.
I remember my parents organised a party for me on my 21st, and I was really pissed off about it. I really didn't want them to do anything, you know, and they invited lots of people, and I just didn't want to make a fuss of it somehow. And I was very ungracious about it, which is unfortunate, really.
That's what you regret now. Yeah.
Well, I think I do a bit, And it was okay on the day, but they'd actually had cards printed up, you know, that they were sending out to people. Please come and help Jonathan celebrate his 21st birthday.
Carriages at midnight.
I really didn't
know. Is it still a big deal, 21 now?
Shouldn't think so.
Well, 18 sort of seems to be a bit more of a thing.
But it was, in our time, 18 wasn't a thing.
No, it was 21, wasn't it?
21, wasn't it, really? Yeah.
So I just think because most things that you were, stopped from doing earlier, you were allowed to do when you were 18.
Mm. Yeah.
21, key of the door.
Mm. Can you remember?
Well, that meant you could have your own key to the parents' door, not your own door. Come and go from your parents.
Can you remember the excitement of being 17 and thinking you could learn to drive?
Well, I didn't at that point.
Oh, no.
I didn't learn to drive till much later. I was riding sort of scooters and motorbikes around 17 to 18 and coming off of them invariably within about 2 weeks and breaking or something.
Yeah.
I think, as you say, but exciting, the learning to drive when you're 17, it was exciting. Until I then got to about 25 or 26 and still hadn't passed my test. I was actually thinking about it this morning. I think I was about nearly 30 when I actually finally passed it.
I took
four, I think, something like that. And the last time we were in Dorchester, I pointed at the junction to you, didn't I? Where I failed my first one. I was indecisive and didn't go and then stopped, and I was halfway across the road and,
I came to Dorchester with you for one of
the one of the ones I failed, yes.
Yeah, one of the ones you failed.
Did you take yours at 17?
Yes.
Did you? Yeah.
No, I failed the first time because I didn't have any lessons.
Oh.
My dad taught me to drive.
Okay.
My dad had never had to take a test because he learned
to do
the army.
So he taught me all the wrong things. Drive with your feet and operate the pedals with your hands. So I failed the first time. Then I had two driving lessons, and I passed the
second
time.
You're joking.
No.
When did you pass yours?
I had three tests. But I was 18 when I passed it.
Were you? Mm. I was 34, but I didn't take lessons until about a year.
I was terribly nervous when I took my first test.
Were you?
It's
scary.
Yeah. But the second test I didn't, because I had a sort of revelation a few days before. I just stood at the side of the road and I watched all these people going by, and I thought, if all these idiots can pass it, surely I can.
Do you remember the school friend of ours who took his test in, it's either Poole or Bournemouth, he drove out of the driving test centre into a line of traffic and then crawled along for about 25 minutes in this line of traffic and then was asked to turn right, and go back to the test centre.
Mm-hmm.
And got back to the test centre and said, and the examiner said, yeah, you're fine. You passed. Didn't have to do any of the other stuff at all,
really?
Because he just dealt with being in traffic and, and quite calmly, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't too nervous about my driving test, because my driving instructor, who was an ex-police driver, if I used to smack my hand, if I was going to change gear into the wrong gear or the wrong time, I was quite nervous.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when I actually came to take my test, I mean, he was a very good instructor, but you wouldn't get away with that nowadays, would you? You'd smack my hand if I was going to change gear at the wrong time. So when I came to take my test, I was more relaxed with the driving examiner rather than the instructor.
Yeah, you know, I thought he was horrible, that man.
What other rights of passage do you get with it? Well, obviously pension. That's a good one, isn't it? A particular age when you get to your pension. Although that's changed so much. I know you had to wait for years, didn't you?
Yeah.
And nobody gets it.
Well, we had to wait a little bit, didn't we? I had to wait 6 months.
Past the 65
any longer. I had to wait 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm on.
Yes.
I had to wait 3.
Yeah.
So there isn't any other particular... I mean, you could vote now, I suppose. That was a thing.
Yes, us girls can vote now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, going back to the age of majority in that, I mean, there's lots of movement now for 16-year-olds to vote, isn't it? Will that become the new 18 when it comes to birthdays?
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, it's very difficult. I think, as with any age, there are people who shouldn't have the vote because they don't know what they're doing. But you wonder if people at 16 have had the experience to be able to make a decision that's as important as that.
Yeah, but I don't think they've had the experience to have babies and get married, but they can.
Yeah, that's true.
But then look at the idiots who are 70 and 80 and still vote.
Absolutely, yeah.
I guess it depends where they're getting their information from, though, isn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it might encourage them to be more sort of responsible.
Maybe it would be good, wouldn't it?
If they think
about it a bit more.
If you could get the message across that this is something very important that you're doing, don't take it lightly, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah.
Were you saying earlier you had a surprise birthday, one of you?
Mm.
So I can't remember what the number was, but it was a few years ago. And so my niece. And Alan and the boys and the girls decided they were going to give me a surprise party. And my niece was coming down from London and her children. It was all very lovely. I obviously didn't know anything about it. So in order to get me out of the house, Joe said he bought me a facial in Lewes, which is a little Rottingdean, little village just along from us, which I thought was really lovely, very thoughtful. However, I didn't know about all the panic. On the morning of this, the woman who was going to give me the facial emailed Joe to say, I'm not well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cancel the facial for your mother. I'm terribly sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were left with, oh, what are we going to do with her to get her out of the house? So they then managed to get me a nail appointment in Brighton. So Alan had to take me into Brighton to get me out of the house. So because they wanted to decorate the garden and put all the food out.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been hiding in a car up the road, my niece and her three children and her, my nephew. Anyway, so off we went to Brighton. I had my nails done. It was very lovely. And it really was a surprise. I mean, I had not any inkling. You know, before we were talking about what do you regret about some things. The only thing I regret about that is... The lady who cancelled, she was so sorry, she offered a £90 token for me to use another time, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So I went along for an appointment, and she was Russian, not necessarily relevant, but it was quite funny. And she was explaining that she was learning to use a new electronic way of stimulating and making the face look marvellous and getting rid of wrinkles. And because I'd got such a big, voucher, I said, well, I'll go for that, that's fine. However, when I was lying down, she'd give me a massage and blah, blah, blah. And then she said, I'm not going to do the accent. I'm going to try this now. And I said, well, it will be marvellous. You'll look fantastic. I said, okay. So she sort of had me laying down, and then there was something going on behind my head. And look, suddenly these things were put on my face, and then electricity was coming through them and giving me little shocks all over my face. And I could hear her turning the page on the instruction behind my head. And at one point I said, ow, oh, that actually, oh, she said, oh, sorry, turned the page back and looked at the instructions again. So I had it up a bit too high.
A cattle prod.
Yeah. So I was sort of lying there waiting for the next shock the whole time. Oh dear, it was really quite unpleasant.
Well,
friendly.
Spent, I think.
Well, yeah. I didn't ever go back.
Did it make you look?
No.
Oh, okay. Right.
No, not that's different.
It's disappointing.
Yeah. Yes. So that, I did regret that a little bit because it was a bit painful. But.
Mm.
Join us for part two of our Ely podcast soon.